Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today warned that the formation of a Hezbollah-dominated government in Lebanon will mean changes in U.S. relations with the country. Clinton wouldn't say exactly what those changes might be, but the Obama administration is reviewing how it distributes its millions of dollars in aid to Lebanon. Sunni Muslims haven't wasted any time expressing their opinion of Hezbollah's new political dominance. They took to the streets today to protest what they are calling Hezbollah's takeover of the parliament. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
Saad Hariri's cabinet collapsed last week after he refused to denounce a United Nations tribunal investigating his father's assassination. Hezbollah has acknowledged that some of its members will be named as the culprits in the case. The group has denied any involvement and calls the court an Israeli and American-backed conspiracy against them. Hezbollah and its supporters pulled out of the government and it fell. Some had hoped that members of parliament would re-elect Hariri. But trouble started last night as it became clear they would not. Hezbollah and its allies had convinced the parliamentary bloc, led by Druze leader Walid Jumblatt, to cast votes for their candidate, Najib Mikati, a Sunni Muslim MP from the northern city of Tripoli. Mikati had run in last year's elections on Hariri's ticket. Under Lebanon's complicated sectarian system, the prime minister must be Sunni, the president Christian, and the speaker of parliament Shiite. Najib Mikati says he's not with either Hezbollah or Hariri, but in the middle. In a press conference today, he called for unity and peace as the protests continued.
Be assured that the outcome of the parliamentary vote was not a victory of one group over another, or a victory of one party over another. It was a victory for moderation in the face of extremism, a victory for unity in the face of division, a victory for reconciliation in the face of differences, and a victory for love in the face of grudge. Be reassured I will not hesitate for a minute in rendering justice, in redressing injustice, and in defending the unity of our nation.
But Hariri's supporters in Mikati's hometown of Tripoli were not in a unity kind of mood. Protesters in Tripoli's central square burned an Al Jazeera van, then sacked one of Mikati's offices. And across the country, violent protests by Sunnis spread. Young men burned tires and blocked streets. A man named Mustafa watched as a boy pulled a tire into the middle of the road in Beirut and set it on fire. He said no one else but Saad Hariri should represent Lebanon's Sunnis.
The Lebanese ministry, or become a Lebanese prime minister, it's only for the Hariri house.
It should only be for Hariri.
بس الحريري بيتضل.
أكيد. هذا الأفضلية يعني. كأنه هو يعني كرئيس مجلس وزراء وأبوه الله يرحمه كان رئيس يعني.
He's prime minister and his father is Rafiq Hariri, rest in peace. He was also a prime minister. So this is a tradition for Hariri house.
Young Hariri supporters on motorbikes carried more tires to a major intersection in Beirut. They were met by dozens of soldiers in armored personnel carriers and riot gear. As soldiers tried to put out the fires, the young men chanted death to Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, whose group the Hariri supporters said were taking over the country. The soldiers arrived in force and pushed the protesters back using batons and warning shots. Boutros Harb, a member of parliament allied with Hariri's March 14th movement, said today at the presidential palace that the naming of a prime minister allied with Hezbollah does not bode well for the country.
The way it happened, I think it's not good. And it's a kind of maneuver that permitted to Mr. Mikati, in the name of Hezbollah, to be imposed on Lebanese. Mikati, as a person, is not a person under doubt. But the way he was nominated and imposed on all the allies of the 14th of March, the way they imposed on some of the 14th of March to gain their votes, it's not a democratic way. And that's why Mikati is refused now by the 14th of March forces.
During the day, Saad Hariri went on TV asking for calm.
I understand the shouts of anger that have come out of your chests that are full of pain and dignity, but it is not right that this anger leads us to what is against our values and upbringing, and our belief that democracy is our only resort and the only way we express our political stance. Raise the Lebanese flag high above your head and know that I will always be with you.
But protesters weren't soothed by his words. They say now Iran and Syria, which occupied Lebanon for 30 years and was originally suspected of having a hand in the elder Hariri's killing, will now have full control of the government. Hezbollah maintains they are working for the good of all Lebanese by having a prime minister who will protect their weapons, which they say are needed to defend against Israel. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.